Hello and welcome to the Xiao Qiao podcast. My name is Pritham.
欢迎来到小乔网站，我是 Jackie.
So that was Jackie, and I'll be talking with him about Hunan province today. I'm interested in this new story that appeared on the 15th April People's Daily Online, and it says Hunan province should take the opportunity to accelerate its development. So before we talk about the development issues in Hunan, I'm going to be asking Jackie to give us some background of this province.
Hunan is a province located in the middle reaches of Yangtze River, Changjiang, and south of Dongtinghu. That is where the Hunan's name from, means, Dongtinghu 的南边, south of Dongtinghu. And Hunan sometimes called Xiang, that is came from the Xiang River, which is crossed across the Hunan province.
Okay, Hunan is also supposed to have a very interesting history, especially in the modern times. Quite a few of the leaders of China are from Hunan, isn't it?
Yes, like Chairman Mao is a native Hunan people.
Okay, so now we look at the economic conditions in Hunan. What are the main economic activities in Hunan currently?
Hunan is considered an agriculture province. So its main GDP output is from agriculture. It has many different agricultural products like rice, poultry, and many others.
Okay, so we say that compared to the industry, the agriculture sector is more strong in Hunan. What might be the possible reasons for these?
I think it's because it is a landlocked province and high rural population. So most of its GDP are from agriculture.
Okay, so the article mentions that there is currently an opportunity to accelerate its development. What's this opportunity?
I think that is related to the central government strategy. Now central government wants to accelerate the development of the middle province. Hunan is one of the six provinces in the middle China. This middle province consider a bridge between the west and the east. In the past 20 years, the east of China developed very fast, while the west consider very poor. So Hunan at this moment has a very good opportunity to develop its own economy.
Okay, and what are the possible areas? Is it going to be again improvement in agriculture, tourism, or is it going to be industry?
Hunan has a strategy to develop its industry. They call it 一点一线, that means one point and one line. The one point is the capital of Hunan, Changsha, that is Changsha. One line is the railway, the Jingguangxian, from Beijing to Guangzhou. Around this railway, there are a few Hunan city which develop very fast. So they will put more research resources into this area to develop the industry. And at the same time, it put many resources into develop other part of Hunan also.
Okay, if the industries develop in Hunan, then would there be a likelihood of industries from richer provinces like Guangdong or some other eastern provinces moving to Hunan to take advantage of the lower labor cost?
I think it's happening now. I think that is a trend of business. Business will tend to move to the lower cost place.
Okay, thank you for staying with us for this very first episode. We'll see you soon with another interesting episode.
谢谢。